This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Rajesh Kumar Sinha today informed that the LPG carrier Shivalik will be reaching this evening. Addressing at the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, New Delhi, Mr. Sinha informed that the Indian vessel Nanda Devi will arrive. He said the documentation and priority berthing have been arranged at the port to ensure no delay in the discharge of cargo by LPG carrier Shivalik today. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma informed that crude oil is available in sufficient quantity and oil refineries are operating at the highest capacity across the country. She added that petrol pumps are functioning normally and no dryouts are reported anywhere.
Our refineries are operating at full capacity and there is increase in the domestic production of LPG and now it is almost around 36% of what we were producing before 5th March.
Minister of External Affairs spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that around 550 internationals in Iran have crossed into Armenia through land border. He added that 90 internationals from Iran have crossed over into Azerbaijan through the land border and these movements were facilitated by the Indian Embassy in Tehran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar thanked the government and the people of Armenia for facilitating the safe evacuation of over 550 internationals from Iran so far. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar also appreciated the support in these challenging times. The Indian Embassy in Iran has strictly advised internationals currently in Iran to not approach or attempt to cross any land border of Iran for onward travel without prior and explicit coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran. In the advisory, the embassy said Indian nationals who attempt to leave Iran via land borders without the knowledge and guidance of the embassy are highly likely to encounter serious logistical and immigration difficulties. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, has accused the Congress Party of playing politics over the reported LPG crisis in the country, saying that the current crisis is not because of India and India has no role in creating it. He informed the House that due to the prevailing international situation, a crisis has emerged. In response to this crisis, the government has held detailed discussions and has clearly explained the situation, but they were not willing to listen. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill last week. The Election Commission has issued notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Yesterday, the Election Commission of India had announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April while in Tamil Nadu polling will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and the 29th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on the 2nd of April. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has issued directions for the strict implementation of the Model Code of Conduct, MCC, for the general elections in five states and Union Territory and by-elections in six states. The directions have been issued to the Chief Secretary and the Chief Electoral Officer of the respective states where elections are scheduled to take place. Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that over 2,19,000 people have travelled to India amid the conflict in West Asia. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Naidu informed that safety of operations remains the topmost priority and whenever the airspace was available, the carriers operated. He said there is 24/7 communications with the air regulators of the concerned countries and whenever there was a slot to operate, Indian carriers operated. And that is the end of this news bulletin.